finished in victory for Gweedore, 1-7. Glenswilly, 5. Gweedore were leading at half time by 4, 1-4-3. Their goal in the first half scored by Keane Mulligan on 21 minutes, and that was the big score of an otherwise disappointing encounter. It was a poor affair, if anything, lacking an incident, lacking an entertainment, and despite the fact that there was a big, big crowd here this evening in Maharigallen, well, they weren't really treated to the best game of their lives. Gweedore, though, will be happy. They have picked up the win that they needed to keep their championship aspirations alive. 1-4-3, as I say, leading at halftime. James Carr then extended that lead out to 1-5-3, and they were never really in trouble. Glenswilly just not able to get their game going. Michael Murphy scored a point in the early stages of the second half, but that was probably just as good as it got for them, despite a late score from Kevin Marley towards the finish. Glenswilly were never really going to peg back this Gweedore lead. James Carroll ended the game as top scorer for the winners with 5, 4 of them from frees, and they missed a number of good opportunities as well, scorable opportunities in the first half. And, well, it means that this group is now thrown wide open. Kilcara on 4, but Gweedore with this win today now move level on points with Glenswilly with 2 apiece. Gweedore play Ardra next weekend. Glenswilly must go to Towny to play Kilcara. So it's a case of ifs and buts and what have you. You never just know what's going to happen next weekend. But as Glenswilly gather for their end-of-match huddle, they'll be hugely disappointed not to have taken something from this game, perhaps even more so, more disappointed with their poor performance. Gweedore, the winners in the end by 5. It's finished here in Maharigallen. Gweedore, 1-7. The champions, Glenswilly, 5.